Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Dream by Design with Melissa Banks, where women share their dreams, struggles, and successes, how they were able to persevere despite the fear and create the life they want and deserve. If you're looking for inspiration to move you past where you normally would stop, then this is the show for you. Here's your host, Melissa Banks.
Welcome to Dream by Design with Melissa Banks. I'm excited you could be with us today. I'm your host, Melissa Banks. Today, we have another amazing woman to share her journey with us and how she was able to keep going despite the circumstances. Our guest today is Ask Mary Ellen, author, speaker, founder, and director of REAL, Health Mindfulness Education Center. Welcome, Mary Ellen, to the show.
Well, thank you, Melissa, and thank you so much for having me on, and congratulations on your brand new book. That is so exciting.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to just continue to inspire. You know, I have a passion for inspiring and motivating women to keep going. We're excited about that book. So let's talk about REAL. It stands for Really Enthusiastic About Life. You have no idea how much I love that, Really Enthusiastic About Life. Share with us why you feel that it's important to just be enthusiastic about life.
Well, you know, it's an interesting story how I even got that name, because I was in Atlanta, not even married to Pete yet, hadn't even met him. And I was working out, and I was thinking about a name for a health center. And I heard God say, Real Health, Really Enthusiastic About Life. And I thought, okay, that's good. Because when you're really enthusiastic about life, when you have a purpose to wake up in the morning and you be grateful and you keep going around and you embrace that greatness that all of us have within each other, you're really enthusiastic about life. And it's amazing because your health problems dissipate and your relationship problems dissipate, and you create in your life what you see in yourself. And it's just so important for me, or for all of us, like what you're doing, Melissa, to get all of these what I call truth principles to people, so we can drop all of these erroneous societal teachings about worry and stress and anxiety and all of that, excuse my language, junk. I was going to say something else, but I didn't.
But, you know, Mary Ellen, one thing I have found that if I can, even when things are not going well, even when things seem stressful or overwhelming, if I can just get enthusiastic and grateful about what's going on, it helps you to just keep moving to your next thing. So that's why I get excited about, I got excited when I realized what that stood for. I never knew that before. You did mention
but you're
your
exactly
truth,
right,
Ellen.
That is exactly what I teach my clients. When you're down, when you're depressed, and I get down and depressed. I mean, my MS kicks in, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. And I get up, and I make myself move, and I do something for someone else, or I exercise, or I do something, and all of a sudden, I'm back to being enthusiastic about life.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I love that. Love it. Okay, so you continue to teach your truth, and I love them, and they inspire us all, anyone who would take a moment to just listen to them. But tell us about the truths and why they are important and how they impact your life.
Well, you know, truth, the word truth is only used in the Bible 235 times in the whole text. And that's because truth, actual truth, is very, very powerful. And the writers of the Bible knew this. The way our society uses truth today is simply for a fact or an opinion. And that is not what I'm talking about by a truth, okay? A truth is something that never changes. There's something that always is, like God is, faith is, love is. If it changes, like fear changes, so it is not a truth. It's not something that you even want in your life. You know, everything is always changing is a truth. Every second of every day, every moment of every day, every cell in your body is changing. Everything around the world is changing. You know, I have 10 universal truths that I like to go by. there are some others, but anyone who teaches truth, and when I'm talking about truth, is truth correctly, like Wayne Dyer did, Marianne Williamson, and I was blessed to meet all these people, excuse me, and we're all talking about the same thing. We might say it in different words, yet it is the same principle.
Okay, so Marilyn, I want to congratulate you because you have 3 published books now on truth and mindfulness, which is absolutely awesome. So tell us, though, did you always dream of getting your message across in the written word? Did you just want to be an author? How did that all happen?
No, I didn't want to be an author. I didn't even want to be a teacher. Yet my mother said, you will go to college and you will go in education. So I'm like, okay, I guess I will. And I really enjoyed teaching, and I especially enjoyed teaching middle school. And for some reason, because like you've known me well long enough to know me that I'm kind of nuts and crazy, and middle schoolers are nuts and crazy, so we were kind of nuts and crazy together. And the truth that I came about in my books, I used in my classroom, I called them a vitamind, which was a vitamin for your mind. And I wouldn't just put it on the board. I'd put certain things on the board, and they'd write them down. And they wouldn't just write them. We'd talk about them. We'd discuss them. And I would say, okay, I put on what you focus on expands, what you think about happens. Okay, what do I mean by that? You know, and the kids would discuss it. And I've had so many of my students come back and say, you know, Miss Ang, I really enjoyed your classes, and I still have my notebook full of vitamins, and I still go to them every day. And I'm like, well, you can buy my books now. And, you know, I always knew I was supposed to write a book. So when I finished teaching, when I married Pete, I said, well, I'm supposed to write. So I sat down to write, and I thought I was supposed to write a book about education and making the educational system better, because I have a lot of ideas about that. Yet it was really difficult for me to do. And when you start doing something and you're not passionate about it and it's hard for you to do, then you're doing it incorrectly. Somehow you're doing it incorrectly. So I put that aside and I began hearing what I wrote in Healing Words, Life Lessons to Inspire, the little vignettes. And God wouldn't leave me alone, so I thought, okay, I'll write them down. You know, I'll write them down, you can leave me alone. And, of course, he wouldn't leave me alone until I made him into a truth of the day. And that became my second book, Truth, Taking Responsibility, Unleashes True Healing. Because it is so important for each and every one of us to take responsibility to be kind to each other, to be kind to ourselves, to be compassionate to each other. And, of course, that Truth Lives, the latest book, is basically similar to the other one, yet it teaches people how to think differently, how to perceive your situation differently. It's not that you don't have a problem. You are seeing it because you have to learn something from it. If you take a step back and say, what do I need to learn from this? You can always handle every situation.
Well, you know, that's just to show that God has a plan for us, and we don't always know what it is, because I know so many things that have happened with me, whether it was the book or just able to have this show right here, was not something that I sat down and dreamed about, but something that God had already laid out in my destiny that I'm so grateful for. So thank you for sharing that journey. And if you're just joining us, you're listening to Dream by Design with Melissa Banks. Today, our guest is Ask Mary Ellen. Okay, Mary Ellen, you've talked publicly many times about some of the health challenges that you face. How do you deal with those challenges and keep going?
Well,
did you hear the question, Mary Ellen?
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah. I was diagnosed with epilepsy at the age of 6. And when I was 6, I was always told by my family, don't tell anybody. They won't like you if they know about it. You can't get married. You can't have kids. And I remember thinking, why would anybody tell me that? You know, I always remember having angels around me and guiding me. And so I went forward, and that I was blessed to have my particular case of epilepsy controlled with medication, so I haven't had any seizures. And I'm knocking on my desk here, about 34 years since the last grandma seizures. And then, of course, in 1989, I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. And I was like, I thought to myself, okay, I was already teaching people that if you have a diagnosis in your life, it's not there to hurt you. God wants you to learn from it. So I took a step back and I thought, okay, God, what do you want me to learn now? And I had to take a hard look at myself. And in 1989, there were no medications for multiple sclerosis. So I went a spiritual path of studying attitudinal awareness at the Atlanta Awareness Center. And then I studied Ayurvedic healing. I studied Chinese herbs. I studied all kinds of alternative methods to get my multiple sclerosis in control. And I still use those today. I take a few prescriptions, but none of the usual prescriptions that people with MS would take. And my neurologist just shakes his head. He said, whatever you're doing, just keep doing it. You know, and all of this, you know, stopping and looking at it, Melissa, any challenges that you've been through, any challenges that I've been through, or anybody that's listening, any challenge that you're going through is there for you to learn from. Don't beat yourself up about it. Take a step back and say to God, okay, what do I need to learn from this? What do I need to learn to become the child of light, to embrace that greatness within me? Because all of us are here to be great, to shine our light upon the world and do everything we can to reach out to one another. You know, I've had other health challenges in my life, too. I start talking about those and people go, you got to be kidding. I mean, because when people see me, they think I'm the healthiest person on the planet. And, you know, what you see, just because you see a person one way doesn't mean that's the way they are. That's just what they look like. And I know in high school, I always looked like I had everything together and everything was falling apart at home. And it was a very, very hard time for me because I did not have friends in high school because I'd never been taught how to make friends. You know, friendship is a skill like anything else. And if your parents don't have friends, if my mother didn't have friends, of course she didn't have friends. She was not very nice, but anyway. you know, you're not taught how to make a friend. So that skill was not in my repertoire to do.
But, you know, the key thing to what you said, Mary Ellen, is being able to deal with the challenges but continue to move forward. So you didn't hide inside the house. You still went to school, even though you didn't have within you what you needed to actually make friends with people. And even today in your journey, I'm sure there are times where you get up and you're struggling a bit, but you keep going, and that's why you're where you are now. So whether it's through your troops or the many clients you have in your business or through your books, your business is about empowering people. Does that in turn empower you as well?
Oh, exactly. I mean, and it is such a blessing. I have a lot of people from Pakistan and India and England and Sweden and Germany that follow me on Instagram and different things. And this one gentleman from Pakistan reached out and he said he wanted to talk on an Instagram call. And I'm like, you know, because you think, well, it could be a hacker, could be this, could be that. And so I put it in God's hands. And it was such a blessing of a call that we had on Sunday. And God puts these blessings in our lives. And you just have, like you say, Melissa, you just have to keep going forward because there have been plenty of times when Pete even said to me, well, why don't you stop because they can get the book and read your truth. Why don't you stop doing this? Why don't you stop doing that? And I'm like, no. And I always put it over to God. God, do you want me to stop? And he'll send a message by a person or by a note or something. And I understand that he wants me to keep going, that this is my purpose for the world.
Wow, what a wonderful thing to recognize your purpose and be able to live in it and know that you're comfortable in the place that you're in. Do you feel, though, Mary Ellen, that your journey has prepared you for this moment to be more comfortable with who you are?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think I know I had to go through all of the hardships I went through, whether it was, you know, my first husband being kind of abusive and whatever, and he left. And, you know, you look back at that and you think, okay. And then you keep struggling to find a purpose, to find, it's like you feel like you're a fish out of water until you embrace that water and you embrace that calmness and you embrace that great, like I was saying, the greatness within you. And I always come from my knowings, because your knowings are your connection with your higher power, your God. God is in me, it is in you, it is in my cat, it is in the tree. God, it's not God and Mary Ellen. God is with Mary Ellen. God is with Melissa. You know, mm-hmm. It's not God and, it's God in.
Mm-hmm. You know, that reminds me of the song, It's the God in Me. When you were talking mm-hmm. about that, Mary Ellen, this has been just an amazing, inspirational conversation. I'm so excited to have you here. I would like for you to just leave some final words for our listeners that will encourage them mm-hmm. to keep going no matter the circumstances.
Well, everyone listening, always understand that only love is real. Anything fear-based, just drop it and focus on love. Focus on what you want in your life as if it already is that way. And you're going to say, well, no, it's like this. No, it's like that. If you give energy to worry, you're going to get more worry. If you give energy to love, you're going to get more love. If you give energy to kindness, you're going to get more kindness. And if you want to connect with me, you can go to askmaryellen.com. My website's being updated, but she should be about through. There are links to my books. There are about 4 pages of blogs. You can connect with me for any kind of appointment, or if you just want to talk to me, just go to Ask Mary Ellen. You'll find my cell phone number, and I'll be glad to speak with anybody at any time. Don't call me at midnight.
Oh, thank you again.
Obviously.
Wow, this has just been just an amazing conversation. I know anyone who's listening has been inspired to just keep going despite what they're going to or what it looks like at the moment, which is the purpose of this show, to encourage women to keep going despite their circumstances. So thank you again for being our guest today. And thank you to our audience for tuning in to today's edition of Dream by Design. I'm your host, Melissa Banks, saying all your dreams are possible. Believe in yourself, work hard, and don't quit. Until next time, thank you for choosing Dream by Design with Melissa Banks. Enjoy your day.